If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I am your host. I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion and award-winning journalist. So straight up, supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But straight up, the average fan knows a little bit more, especially about Twitch.tv, which just crashed in front of me. Straight up, live on the air, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the heavyweight championship of the world, or at least four of the belts or five of the belts. I don't know how many belts there are, but the bottom line is there's really only one heavyweight champion, that being Tyson Fury. But the B guy, I'm talking about Oleg Usyk, now 19-0, of course, beating Anthony Joshua in that first fight, beating him handily. Of course, they're going to do this rematch today. And guess what? Usyk is favored. I wish and hope that Usyk will win this fight, because the bottom line is, you know, you don't win rematches. You just don't. I mean, the guy that won the first fight usually wins the second fight, unless it was like a stroke of luck or you come in like me unprepared and not ready for a guy this and looking down on a guy and things like that. But the bottom line is, if you come in 100% and you lose to a guy at 100%, guess what? You're probably going to lose the second time around as well, probably more decisively. Bottom line is, there's not too many fights on this card outside of Oleg Usyk and Anthony Joshua. Of course, this is live on his own, except Colin Smith and a guy named Matthew Bartolik. But the bottom line is, he's like a 35-1 favorite. So what am I trying to say? It doesn't look like too many open fights here, but the main event should be a decent fight. Oleg Usyk defending the four belts of the World Heavyweight Championship. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel's got things going on there in the other room. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Stay tuned for Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, right after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Bringing it back 12 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, if you're coming to us live, you know that there's a fight card going on in Saudi Arabia as I speak. But last week, another fight was canceled. It was like the third fight. These guys are like jinx. I'm talking about Tevin Farmer and Mickey Bay. Bottom line is the promoters didn't have the money. Socrates Palmer boxes his PhD. Fighters got to get paid. I wouldn't have stepped in the ring if I wasn't getting paid.
Hey, that's why they call it prize fighting for a reason, right?
Holy cow. But the fallout before, they weighed in and all that kind of good stuff. So they went through the formalities of cutting the weight and the whole nine yards, and they didn't step into the ring.
When something like that happens, it just really leaves your head scratching. Whoever put that together should be blacklisted forever.
Banned.
Yeah. Like, even, like, some legal stuff should go after. Like, people don't understand, like, what it takes, the preparation to step into a ring, you know, the weight loss, the preparing everything, you know, and especially for those two guys. This is a crossroads fight.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you know, loser, go find a real job. You know what I mean? Go find a 9-to-5 job, whoever loses that fight. So for that to fall through, that's real tough.
Even when you're an amateur, I mean, I don't know if I told you this, but my team used to tell me, go to the weigh-in and weigh in first, my mother and my stepfather and this and that, and if you have a fight, call us. I mean, that's good, because they would come to the weigh-ins, right, and then the guy wouldn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'd be over, you know, or he'd be like 15 pounds overweight, some crazy stuff like that. But the bottom line is, the fights wouldn't happen. So I think I had double digit as far as cancellations were concerned at the scale. In other words, I cut the weight and made it there. But, you know, it was a point in time in my life where I wanted to do something in the boxing ring. So the sacrifice was made, and you just had to go back and shut up about it. You know what I mean? You went out and tried to enjoy yourself that night, but it wasn't the same because you prepared. I mean, I prepared mentally 8 or 10, maybe 12 times to go to war. To give it, to lay it all out there. And then, boom, some clown doesn't show up to win. The worst was that dude, Bill Hernandez, who talked all that smack. Hernandez and Fernandez were supposed to headline the main event at the now racist Olympic Club here in San Francisco. And he didn't show up to weigh-in, man. I never saw the dude again in my life. And if I did, I think I'd still have a problem with it. Sorry. Anyway, didn't mean to go off on a tangent like that. Let's talk about tonight. Or as I speak, the World Heavyweight Championship about to get down. At least a couple of the belts. WBA, WBC, IBF. Take that back. Not the WBC or the Ring Magazine, but all the other belts go down with, of course, Oleg Usyk, undefeated lad. Of course, the former cruiserweight star. Now the heavyweight champion of the world in the minds of some. Of course, the man that beat Anthony Joshua. He didn't beat him didn't beat him like by a whisker. I think he just beat him. I think he beat him pretty good. And I don't think that the rematch is going to be too much different, but it's going down today. And if you've got the zone, you can do that. If you've got the fire stick, you know it's probably like event number three or something like that. So, you know, or you can look out your back window like Socrates does. Socrates has this big-ass pair of binoculars, okay? And him and his boxing buddies sit there and they look through these binoculars and watch the fights through the room. Now, who's the guy across the street with the fights? Did you ever find out?
Someone who doesn't have a fence high enough.
You know, that's how Don King... Did I ever tell you how Don King created pay-per-view?
No,
school. Yeah, yeah. Back in Cleveland, when he was getting to high school, this and that, he kept people outside the sold-out baseball game, give them a hole in the fence.
Wow.
You know, look through this hole in the fence. I'm joking with you. And he's speaking of Don King, it's his birthday. Everybody's like, you know, people on the internet are a buzz about that. People that know him, this and that, of course. Aaron Snow, the former trainer for Mike Tyson, former heavyweight champion of the world. Aaron's a good guy without a doubt, but he's given him a whole lot of play as far as the world's greatest promoter is concerned. Do you think he deserves that spot as the world's greatest promoter? You're a boxing PhD. Is he? Was he?
I think it's debatable, you know, debatable because what good, if you want to say good to the fight fan, as far as putting on the best shows, I would say yes. You know, I mean, he put on some stellar fight cards. I mean, before, like, when it was a Saturday night fight night, you know, it was worth, you know, your four-hour investment when you had Tito Trinidad, Terry Norris, Julio Cesar Chavez, all on one show. That's, whoa, you know, that's something that you do not see today at all. Hence, by what you're going to see later on this afternoon on the East Coast, with Joshua Nusek, the undercard, I mean, they might as well fight with shirts with jerseys so people know who they are. You know, it's not, you know, it's you don't see that every day.
Okay. He puts on great fights. Now, I'm going to run this by you, okay? Chavez fought Greg Haugen. Greg Haugen couldn't retire off the money he made off of boxing, although he did bought some property this night, so he did okay. But Chavez did. Terry Norris and Julian Jackson. Julian Jackson's a security guard in Las Vegas, my last note. Azuma Nelson's not rich, but he's living in his native Ghana, so it's cheap for him to live as far as concerned. But none of these guys are zillionaires. You hear what I'm trying to say? And all these guys fought on Don King cards. So what I'm trying to tell you was, even that 136,000 people, 136,274 people that showed up for that card in Mexico City when Greg Haugen taunted all the Mexicans by saying that all Chavez had beat up on was Tijuana taxi drivers and things like that. Of course, Greg made the show being the heel, the perfect foil, without a doubt. But, I mean, how many guys, I'm trying, Julian Jackson was the hardest puncher in the history of boxing, I think. He shouldn't be working as a security guard.
That's what I was kind of alluding to, that it's subjective. It depends, you know, on what side of the fence you're on. For fighters, I'm sure that many fighters that have a different perspective. Should Don have taken better care of the guys that fought under his promotional banner? Absolutely. However, you know, let's face it, boxing on the business end, it's exploiting people with limited education. It's exploiting people that are not used to having much. So when Don King would come and do these backroom deals, you know, put a gym bag full of money, cash, you know, and the guy's eyes light up, they're not going to think twice before signing a contract.
Are you talking about Haseem Rahman when he had a $24 million check from HBO in his possession? A $24 million check from HBO in his possession, and Don King conned him into a promotion deal for $350,000 of cash in a duffel bag. I'm not kidding you.
That is one of the examples that we know of.
Don convinced him that the check was no good. Oh! Imagine that, having a 20... Cedric Christian got him the check. I mean, may he rest in peace, Cedric Christian. The fat man got him the check, but $24 million. He gave up on a $24 million check to take $350,000 in cash. Don wore him down one night. Don had him there until like 3 o'clock in the morning. And about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, Haseem finally just rolled over. Of course, speaking of Haseem Rahman, his son pulled out of that fight with Jake Paul, or pulled some ghetto stuff on Jake Paul. Speaking of Jake Paul, he paid 50% of the money, 50% of the purse to everybody on the card. That showed a whole lot of class, man.
That did. That certainly did. And whether you know you like him or you don't, I've never heard of a promoter doing anything like that.
Or a fighter.
Or a fellow fighter. Someone who actually has actual skin in the game. And if I'm a fighter and I'm a free agent, hey, I would call up Jake Paul's offices and say, hey, you know, how serious are you into signing fighters? You know, let's talk. Because, I mean, that's someone looking out for you. And at the end of the day, that's what's the most important thing, right? Is securing financial stability as a fighter.
Without a doubt, of course, that's what it's called, professional boxing. It's out there to make a living. I mean, I bring you the story of Alex Stewart, that Jamaican heavyweight that Jones and Dennis Rappaport worked with in the 80s and the 90s. He didn't fight all that well. I mean, he knocked out a bunch of guys that he was supposed to knock out and that kind of good stuff. And when he stepped up to the upper echelon, he held his own. But the bottom line is, he made a lot of money. I think Rappaport or Jones told me he made like over $5 million.
Wow. Well, I mean, he fought Evander Holyfield, George, and didn't he fight Tyson as well?
Oh, but I don't remember that. But the bottom line is, it's making.
I mean, he fought Holyfield.
Yeah, no, he did fight Tyson too. He did fight Tyson too.
Right.
I told you about that Alex Stewart fight in Atlantic City with Mike Tyson, where all of a sudden the ring started to smell really rank. Yeah, everybody was in the ring, and the ring was smelling really rank, and I figured that out real quick. People like throw stuff at me, and I sort of figure things out fast. I mean, obviously, Alex Stewart was like dumped in his pants because Mike Tyson looked down his throat. You know what I mean? Listen, when Mike Tyson's looking at you, if you're not mentally prepared to go out there and try to beat him, and you've already lost, it must be terrifying.
I've never had a gun pointed to me, but it's probably the second closest thing is Mike Tyson in his prime staring right through you.
Speaking of Mike Tyson, he was in the news this week. He was in a Miami airport in a wheelchair, and I'll tell you why he was in a wheelchair. People are talking about this is his demise, his death, this and that. He's not close to death. There's a long ass. The Miami airport is a woo. It's like a world in itself. You got to walk miles and catch buses and do this and do that, and you got to switch terminals, all kinds of crazy stuff. Anyway, bottom line is Tyson's got a bad sciatica, so they put him in a wheelchair, and everybody's writing like his obituaries online. How can it be so ridiculous? Bottom line is, less than a year ago, of course, he was in the ring doing an exhibition and looking pretty good physically as far as that was concerned with Roy Jones Jr. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer, after the break on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and 1,000 other internet platforms. This is Ring Talk.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Yeah, Dr. Fernandez is in the house for Adrian Broner. Adrian Broner pulled out of tonight's fight. Of course, it was a mental issue. Omar Figueroa was standing across the ring, or should have been standing across the ring. Omar's a pretty tough guy. But Adrian Broner, now you had a different perspective to this new excuse of this mental. Talk to me about that, Socrates.
It's a mental health excuse. It just seems hard to believe, but when someone says, you know, they have depression or that, you know, they're down in the dumps, it's not like a sprained ankle. You know, you're not going to see someone limping because, you know, they're depressed, but you can kind of see their body language. But when Adrian Broner now pulling out of this fight, saying that he's got mental health issues,
we
as
knew
far
that.
As I know,
we knew that.
Well, listen. Anybody that steps into the ring does have something wrong with them,
yeah,
just to a certain degree, right?
I concur.
Yeah, it's not normal. You know, these people are warriors and they're special people. But that said, you know, does Adrian Broner have any documented history of being on medication? You know, like, okay. You just can't throw around the word mental health without, you know, something diagnosed. And if you are taking something, that's something that you obviously have to report to the physicians when you take your physical prior to the fight. You know, and even Omar Figueroa kind of took offense to it because he's someone who has dealt with mental health issues and is seeing a psychiatrist and is prescribed medication. So he even saw the excuse as BS. A lot of people are saying that he wasn't going to make the weight. Also, not happy with the purse. There was the press conference that he had, or the video interview he had with Brian Custer on his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We know Adrian's a little off. To flat out come out and say, "Look, I'm not into it." I respect his honesty, but to do it 1 week before the fight, that's kind of trash.
Listen, if you ever fought, and you're gonna fight a bad dude, I'm telling you, you have anxiety issues. You just have them. I mean, it has to go with that. If you don't use, I told you that one dude, Juan Rodriguez, I used to, and you can listen, Juan, I used to gangster slap him in the gym, dropped him with a couple different body shots from both sides, sock, dropped him on the right side, dropped him on the left side with body shots, right? And he beat me. Okay, he beat me. I wasn't mentally up. I wasn't scared of him. He's the only dude I wasn't ever scared of, and he beat me. You have to be fearful of guys going in, so anxiety plays a role in preparing for a fight.
It's human nature. It's the fight or flight mentality, right? You know, if you're not, I mean, it's, how can I say it? You know, not that you're afraid of the actual person, but you're afraid of the outcome. You know, if you lose, but you're not physically afraid of that person. It's like, what was it? Customato used to say, fear is your friend, right? You know, you can harness it to your benefit or it could burn you up with it. It's a fire, rather. That's what it was. He said that fear is like a fire and you can control it. Adrian Broner probably at this point may have just blackballed himself. You know, Showtime may not want to do business with him anymore. And it may probably the last time you see Adrian Broner on a big time stage.
Okay. You know, I was trying to get that quote from Brent, from Vince Lombardi about pain. Pain makes cowards of fatigue makes cowards of us all. That's what he said. And I think without a doubt, because, you know, I've been sitting down there. I remember a few times sitting on that stool saying to myself, man, I got to get up here. And you don't, I mean, whoa. I mean, you're tired, man. Especially going at, I was only a three-round fighter. But going into that third three-minute round, you were tired if you had rumbled for those first 2 6 minutes, okay? Because you have to go out there and assert yourself in an amateur fight. If you don't, you're going to lose. But the bottom line is I was so tired of getting off that stool sometimes for that third round. And you would say to yourself, and then boom, once the bell rings, everything's out, you know. Like the anxiety, all that kind of good stuff. After the first bell, that's gone. In between rounds, you freak out a little bit. You're trying to get your breath, this and that. But after that, boom, once the bell rings again, you're into it. Anxiety is nowhere around.
Yeah. You know, it's just like you're in the gym. You know, it's like, okay, this is what I do. All right. I got that out of the way. And this is why I train. This is why I did all that hard work. The fight, I always say, that the hard stuff should be in the gym. The fight should be fun. You know, because that's why you work hard. It's like a test. You know, if you study, if you study, you know when it's time to sit down, that, you know, with that pen and paper in your hand, if you did what you were supposed to do, then, you know, you should be able to rock out. And that's how I feel about fights. The hard work is done in the gym.
You know, I'm the first to admit it. I was a much better gym fighter than I was in the ring. Anyway, let's look at tonight's odds. Your boy Callum Smith is part of this card, of course. When, oh, take that back. Anthony Joshua and I can't think of it. Kolek Usyk, of course, the main event.
Usyk.
It's a close fight. -178, I think, for Usyk. You know, so it's real close as far as the odds are concerned, a little less than 2-1, but he's favored. The world wants the other guy to win. As far as a boxing establishment really wants to, like, wishes Usyk wasn't even, I mean, they wanted him to be, like, just an impediment, little road speed bump in his, you know, in this guy's road to glory. And, of course, he beat him, and I think he beats him in the rematch. Is Anthony Joshua, am I talking too much, bro? Can you make chicken soup out of chicken spit? Whether you're if you're Robert Garcia,
and how much change can Robert Garcia make on Anthony Joshua? I mean, how many different trainers has Anthony Joshua had now? You know, he's 32. The last time when he had the rematch against Andy Ruiz, he stunk up the joint, but he won. He's not going to be able to do that against Alexander Usyk because Usyk is a better boxer. Now, how much focus does Usyk have on this fight? I mean, obviously, it's been documented. You know, what he actually took arms to defend his country. How much of that was propaganda, we don't know. But I don't, you know, still, he was out there. Is he 100% focused on the task at hand? You know, is he going to pull off an Andy Ruiz? You know, a happy I made history for one night, and I'm going to eat myself into oblivion. I don't see that. I see Usyk as a guy full of pride, a guy with skill. To me, he's the better fighter, but he's a smaller fighter.
True.
The and one thing you have to respect is Joshua's punch.
Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, but speed kills. And he does a little Pernell Whitaker type of thing. Listen, he faints people. And you know, I mean, little guys react faster to faints than heavyweights react to faints. And just for some reason. So he faints this guy, and he gets Anthony Joshua to react to something, and he just goes with the other hand or comes with another jab. I mean, he just totally confuses Anthony Joshua, and I think he'll do it again. I had him wrong. It was plus 178 on Anthony Joshua, minus 215 on Oleg Usyk. Now, the co-feature on this marvelous card coming to us from Saudi Arabia, Callum Smith and some guy named Matthew Bottleleak. Anyway, get this, 14-1 favorite.
That's all you need to know, bro.
14-1. And if Badu Jack is over there, he's a minus 460 favorite over a guy named Richard Rivera, if that's going over on the same card over there. But the bottom line is, of course, what's coming to you from Saudi Arabia. Is that mob money? Is that Russian mob money putting that card together over there, Sock?
I don't know, man. But that's the thing, though, because, I mean, going out. That's the second time they're out there. The UFC is going out there. WWE. That oil money is big money, you know, and they're getting paid handsomely. I think guaranteed. Anthony Joshua is looking at $40 million, I hear. You know, and Alexander Usyk is about 30. So it's big money. How they're putting it together? It's pay per view, right?
That's you know, but here's what's up. I understand that Oleg Usyk is not considered the A side of the record here. Of course, as far as drawing people's concerned, Josh was considered a better draw, this and that. Of course, that's why he's getting more money in the rematch. But the bottom line is, it shouldn't be that much of a difference, man. That's a big, big jump. I mean, if Jim Mosley was Oleg's manager, this rematch would not be taking place. Jim Mosley, who's that? Sugar Shane Mosley's wife. Get this. She was offered $7 million to fight Oscar De La Hoya, $7.5 million to fight Oscar De La Hoya in a rematch. And she turned it down because Oscar was going to make $9 million. And then she took on a fight with Vernon Forrest instead and got lit up like the White House Christmas tree.
Yeah, not a smart choice.
No, not the greatest, not the greatest manager of all time. So anyway, you pick Usyk to outbox him again?
I do. I think he's just a better fighter. He's got more dog in him. And I think he's he went 12 rounds with Anthony Joshua. So there's that, you know, he knows what to expect. I don't think Anthony Joshua's going to get any better after a couple of months with Robert Garcia.
You can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit. You know, when I say spit on the show, you know what I mean. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Boxing's PhD. Have a great week.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy the fights.
Mr. Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Happy birthday, Don King, the wire-haired wonder. I call him the King of Nap. I get away with saying that kind of stuff. I just can't. I say we're here with the King of Nap, and he rolls with it. Listen, they were doing live TV. What can you say? Bottom line is, he is a pleasure to be around when he's in a good mood. He is not the guy to be around when spit is going in the wrong direction. I'm just telling you, man, he's just not. I mean, I've dealt with him at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning in person. On the phone, you name it. When I was working with King back in the 90s, of course, he'd come back with Mike Tyson. He'd come back when he got out of prison in the early 1990s, of course, having spent that time after being convicted of raping Indiana beauty pageant contestant Desiree Washington. Now, I'm going to get a little graphic here, this and that, but the bottom line is I think I need to so I can explain reasonable doubt to you. Reasonable doubt is when you've got to say to yourself, are you absolutely totally convinced that this crime happened? And you have to do that in a criminal case, okay? You have to be convinced beyond a reasonable doubt. Okay, so Mike Tyson and Desiree Washington, and Mike talks about this in the clip I'm about to play, but Mike Tyson and Desiree Washington were rolling around in his hotel room. She went up to his hotel room in Indiana, this and that. So she said that she's spotting, and some people knows what I'm talking about as far as her period was concerned. So she went into the bathroom after they're rubbing it up and all this kind of good stuff on the bed. Okay, she goes into the bathroom and she takes off her panty shield and she puts it on the sink board. So she takes her panty, she leaves her panty shield on the sink board and goes out and allegedly gets raped by Mike Tyson. So here's where the reasonable doubt comes in. Why would you take off the panty shield if you weren't looking to have sex? But guess what? The lawyers never brought it up. The tax attorneys Mike Tyson had in a rape trial, they were tax attorneys. Can't remember that clown's name right now, but he was a tax attorney. I kid you not, he sold Mike up the river. Of course, that was courtesy of the world's greatest promoter as far as that lawyer is concerned. But check it out. We go back in time. We hear from, what can I say, the most dangerous man in the world after getting out of prison.
Well, former heavyweight boxing champ Mike Tyson certainly knows all about the harsh sound of those prison doors slamming behind him. Tyson spent a grueling 3 years in prison. It put his life in a tailspin. Well, I spoke with Iron Mike about the prison stint that forever changed his life for the better.
He went to prison for 3 years after being convicted of raping a beauty pageant contestant. And I know you still maintain your innocence in that case. But if you would, take me back to the moment. You step into that cell, the door closes behind you. What's going through your mind at that time?
Well, you know, I'm very depressed, but I'm really prepared for it, so I was prepared to go through the situation. But I just wanted to live my life every day. That's what you have to do. Everything you had outside, you have to check it at the door and go into this place a different person.
You were living, though, this life of luxury before that, a very out loud life of everything you could possibly have wanted. Give me a sense of what the adjustment was like, having to turn all that in.
Well, I was living a life of luxury in prison too, just not the same as I was outside. I didn't have any cars and stuff, but I had food. I was able to get what I wanted. I could do what I wanted. I had girlfriends, you know. So it wasn't like it's not like your freedom. All that stuff is just not like your freedom.
You say a life of luxury in prison, and I imagine I'd speak to a lot of other prisoners and they wouldn't have the same recollection of their experience. Is that because you are Mike Tyson and perhaps people were eager to give you more things than others would receive?
Well, I don't know. That had a lot to do with it, probably. But also, I know how to talk to people. You know, I'm not a big shot. I'm not no gangster. So I know how to talk to people, so things get done.
And what was a day like, a typical day for you there?
In prison?
Yeah.
I get up, go to the gym, work out, come back, get on the telephone, make phone calls, go to school, go to visits.
Did you at any point feel like you had to prove yourself to anybody, or did people steer clear of you because, hey, you're Mike Tyson?
No, I was just, I was a simple guy. I didn't have to fight nobody. They invited somebody. Hey, I don't do the other guy to fight. They know I was just a simple guy. I wasn't no big shot in prison. I wasn't no gangster, tough guy. I was just a simple guy in there.
But people must have treated you differently. And I was actually curious if anybody you ever found at any time came gunning for you because you were Mike Tyson, and maybe they felt like they had something to prove.
No, I never had that feeling either. No, I never had any problem in prison. If there were any, it's because I started them, you know, sometimes I get carried away.
You got out of prison after serving three of a six-year
yes.
sentence. And in your one-man show, you talk about how you still came out of prison an incredibly wealthy man. I want to take a look at that.
So after I left prison, I have to admit, I was scared. You ain't going to believe this shit. I had around $380 to $400 million in my bank account, right? Me. And not a clue how I was going to survive the next 400 seconds.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, I was getting prepared to come outside. I was pretty institutional. I was comfortable in prison. You know, everything, you know, I had no stress. Outside in the world, I had nothing but stress when I was out there last time. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. And I was disastrous when I came out. I won a lot of money, but the life was too fast for me when I came out.
What was the toughest part of the adjustment back afterwards?
Yes, people, and violent. When I came out of prison, I was really violent for some reason. I was just violent, and I got in a lot of trouble, of course, you know, because I was violent when I came out. And I think I was real bitter when I came out. That's the reason I was that way.
Are you bitter now? Because a lot
not
of
now
you
I'm
hear,
back.
You hear a lot
95
of,
when I came out of prison, I was a maniac.
Was it based on because you do hear a lot of people who've come out of the system who feel like, especially if they maintain their innocence, that they were robbed of this time. In your case, 3 years of their life. Do you still feel any of that now?
Oh yeah, I feel that 100%. But I don't hold that to no bitterness. That's just something. That's just it occurred. It happened. A moment in time. It's a wrap. It's over. I'm doing this stuff now. I can't get that time back. This is what I'm doing now.
Would I be correct in my assessment, looking at you and talking to you and feeling your energy, that perhaps you're in the best part of your life right now?
At this stage of my life, it has to be. I've never been in a, you know, I've been in love with many women. It's not hard for me to be in love with anyone, but I've never been committed to any of them. I've always cheated on them, gave them venereal diseases or something. And I've never, you know, this is just what it is with my wife. We're together, and this is just what we're going to do. Hopefully, God willing, we'll spend our lives together. That's just, the whole idea of that is just so riveting to me, that we'll stay together till one of us die.
Mike Tyson, copping to giving the old lady VD. Whoa, that was a heavy one. I don't think I heard that part of the interview. We've heard the interview before, but I don't think I concentrated on that one part at the end there. Holy cow. Mike Tyson copping to giving VD to women, not to woman, to women. And bottom line is Mike's cleaned up his act. He married this doctor. Of course, I think they live in Arizona. And his life has been somewhat tranquil since then. Of course, he's got his own marijuana line, that kind of stuff. Mike Tyson, marijuana, cannabis. And, of course, he had the exhibition with Roy Jones. But the one blight in his life, and I think in the last 5 to 7 years, was the fact that I believe his daughter died on his running machine. She clicked on his jogging machine or something like that. And, you know, the conveyor belt sort of caught her up or something like that and killed her. But outside of that, Mike's been on a good run as far as his mental and physical status is concerned. And we wish him the very best of luck. Because you know what? People just don't realize. He said it on the show many, many times. We played the clip. You don't realize the pressure that guy is under. You have no idea what kind of pressure he was under. So I give him some props for that. Hey, and I'm just watching some of the events coming in from Saudi Arabia. Of course, Badu Jack and Richard Rivera were involved in a fight. Rivera undefeated. Badu Jack 26-3. Get this. The 8th round of this fight in Saudi Arabia just ended. It was 3 minutes and 58 seconds long. Rounds are only supposed to be 3 minutes long. This is not the UFC. Saudi Arabia, you've only got one darn thing to do. Guess what? Keep the time. 3 minutes. You got a watch in front of you. You hit the stopwatch. 3 minutes. When it's over with, you watch it again. And after 1 minute rest, you click it again and start it again for 3 minutes. This is not a difficult job. This is not brain surgery. But yet, some clown over there in Saudi Arabia, where they paid all this money to bring this fight over there, zillions of dollars, would say $70 million guaranteed there. Is that what Socrates says? $40 million to Anthony Joshua, undeserving, and $30 million to Oleg Usyk, which is probably way overpaying him. But the bottom line is $70 million. Holy cow, that fight's not worth that $70 million. But I guess it is to the Middle Eastern people, and they want to have fights from there and that kind of good stuff, and make Saudi Arabia like a tourist attraction. Yeah, right, especially for women. But the bottom line is, Callum Smith, of course, is the co-feature, and he's like a 15-1 favorite. So there's not really any competition on this fight card except for the main event. Of course, now, Tyson Fury announced his retirement this past week. I think the WBC is going to give him until the 25th of the month or something like that to see if he's serious or not, because the bottom line is, I guess, they just want to move on. I mean, the bottom line is, Tyson Fury is like, one day he's going to retire, one day he's going to fight, one day he's serious, one day he isn't. You really don't know where he's at, because, you know, if you remember at one point in time, he said he was only in this for the money. And once he had a few quid, he would just, like, get away from it. Remember, this is a guy, of course, with that beautiful athletic body. I mean, if you ever had a body that's just beautiful, it's Tyson Fury's. And without a doubt, his ass is bigger than his shoulders. I mean, sorry, I'm not knocking him in this net, but that's just the way he's built, okay? 6'10", hard to beat, if not impossible to beat at this state and time, I think, as far as the rest of the heavyweight division is concerned. Oleg Usyk, if he were to win, and I think he will win against Anthony Joshua, in fact, I think most of the experts, or so-called experts, the pundits, are picking him to win. Of course, Joshua coming in at 24-2, having lost previously to the fat man. That's right. Andy Ruiz, he lost to the fat man, and then he beat the fatter man in the rematch, and that's his claim to fame. I kid you not, that's his claim to fame. Andy Ruiz weighed 283 pounds for the weigh-in of that rematch. Okay, he weighed 317 when I started training. 317 pounds. There's no way that fat slob should have been paid. There's just no way about it. In any other division, any other sport, he would have been disqualified for being grossly out of shape. But in the heavyweight division, they wanted those belts back around Joshua's waist, so they didn't care what they did to pay Andy Ruiz to show up down there. Of course, Ruiz, I've never seen a guy. I mean, I watched some guys party over the years. Roberto Duran, of course, was a big partier, him and his band, and down in Panama. Of course, that's how Sugar Ray Leonard lured him into the second rematch. They waited for Duran to get to about 200 pounds down there in Panama. And Mike Trainer, Leonard's brain trust at that point in time, a Maryland attorney, he sent a couple of spies down to Panama to look at Duran, and Duran was in nightclubs with his big belly hanging over, and of course they were picking pictures of him and this and that, and they said, look, he's fatter than a pig. So Mike Trainer said, got Duran's people on the phone, said, we want to do the rematch. He goes, yeah, we want to do the rematch. We want to do the rematch November 25th. I think it was like 8 weeks away or something like that. And Duran was like close to 205 pounds. So he had to come down from 205 to 147 pounds. That's why you had the, quote, no mas fight. That's what resulted in the no mas fight. And it wasn't really no mas. I think he shook his hands like he had enough. But the bottom line is, he wasn't about to get humiliated by Ray Leonard. Ray Leonard knew that Duran wasn't in shape that night. He knew it. Everybody knew it. I mean, everybody knew Duran was dying to make the weight, starving to make the weight, of course. And he blamed it. Later, Luis Enriquez, his interpreter, his spokesperson, said to him, you've got to tell the public something about this. Why you quit? Why you stopped this and that? And then they came up with the steaks, of course, and he ate two steaks and had a stomach ache and this and that. But the bottom line is, of course, he avenged that disgrace in his career. Of course, coming back and beat Davey Moore, almost beat Marvin Hagler, came back and beat Iran Barkley for the middleweight championship back in 1989 when he was, like, older than dirt. So do I still think he's the greatest fighter of all time? Without a doubt, I do. Looking at the rest of this card coming to us from Saudi Arabia, Mr. Rivera should win this fight with Badu Jack. If he doesn't, it might be because the 10th round of this fight might go, like, 19 minutes. I mean, you never know. Imagine that. I mean, I would know. I mean, 3 minutes, I'm dying. At three minutes, you sort of, as a fighter, you know when 3 minutes are up. Your boxing clock, this little thing inside of you is working, this and that. And you know, guess what? I'm getting close to the end of the round. And you're waiting for the referee to go. I mean, the referee. You wait for the referee to say 10 seconds or you wait for somebody to pound on the ring to say it's 10 seconds, one or the other, right? So you're waiting on this. And your body's waiting on this at 3 o'clock, 3 minutes. And then it goes 58 seconds longer? Come on, man. What's going on there? Are they trying to get Badu Jack to win over there? Because Badu Jack only looked good after the bell should have rang. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counter punch. His timing stinks. And he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
Well, he has a nice smile.
They're talking about Anthony Joshua. That's who they're talking about. I kid you not. 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I was high on him originally. Of course, I've dumped him now. He's like a non-entity in the heavyweight division. You get beat up by a smaller guy like that. Of course, at 6'7", you shouldn't be losing fights. You shouldn't be losing fights when you have 25 or 30 pounds on a guy. You shouldn't be losing fights. But the mere fact that Usyk not only beat him up in the first fight, he beat him up convincingly. I think he'll do it again in the rematch, which takes place in about an hour. Of course, it's on the zone. Or if you got the fire stick, of course, you do the fire stick. It's like, so, you know, anyway, you know, event number three or something like that. So, you know, there's all kinds of options on how to watch this fight. Of course, it's not a big fight in the United States because of the fact there's not an American involved. So I guess they can put it on anytime they want. And their undercard is so bad. I told you that, you know, the closest fight on the undercard is like 14-1 in Callum Smith. So what I'm trying to tell you is a lot of mismatches, a lot of boxing flesh over in Saudi Arabia, but not a whole lot of boxing competition. Listen, I'm still going to say the fighter of the week, fighter of the month, without a doubt, is the kid from Philadelphia. Of course, I'm talking about super welterweight Blair the Flair Cobb. Of course, now 16-1, took apart Maurice Hooker a fortnight ago. Not only did it in convincing style, he did it to the point where he made himself a name. You know, the reason why he made himself a name is he had a good record, was knocking people out, beating up people, and then he got starched. Then he got knocked out. So once he got knocked out, oh, God, he's done. This, that. No, no. He came back. He was the underdog. And I think he knocked Maurice Hooker into retirement. If Maurice Hooker doesn't retire, he better get himself some soft guys to fight because he's gone the road to getting beat up for a long, long time. So Flair Cobb, now 16-1-1, 10 KOs out of Philadelphia. Blocker drops to 27-3, three draws, of course. Tonight's fights. What can I say? Omar Figueroa and Mr. Lipitz, of course, Sergio Lipitz. That should be a pretty decent fight, but am I excited about that? No, I thought that Omar Figueroa and Adrian Broner would have been an even better fight because, you know, Broner, he's sometimes he's must TV because attitudes make boxing, personalities make boxing. Adrian Broner definitely has an attitude and or a personality. And to say he has psychological issues now with, you know, mental health and this and that, don't we all, if you're honest? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of box. Think about that. If you think about that, aren't we all? Think about that, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I'm back Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, for 2 hours live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and 1,000 other platforms.